Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
There are a lot of videos out there to help explain how many days you should plan to go to the Disney parks so you can experience everything. But what about when you have a very limited amount of time to go visit the parks? Then this is the episode for you.
To all who come to our happy place, welcome to the No Guilt Disney Podcast, where we have no guilt about our love for all things Disney.
We are three Disney fangirls who probably know more about the Disney parks than most grown women should, and we're perfectly okay with that.
And I'm distracting Jane, because for those of you who are doing the audio version of this, I'm here, and I had to make sure to emphasize that there are three of us this time, because it's been a minute since that's happened.
It has been. We missed you, Teresa.
Thank you. Patty is throwing up the double three fingers. And as a Swiftie, I'm like, what does that mean? Because Taylor did that in a post.
Did she? Okay. Well,
she did.
I mean, of course she did. You'll just have to figure it out. Because
of know, course. Of
yeah,
course.
Swiftie, Easter work on that.
Galore.
Sure.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Teresa. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Gertie the Dino.
I'm Jane, and you can find me on Instagram and YouTube, I guess, because I just recorded something at Wisteria Jane Official and Real Mouse Wife.
She dropped it. She dropped it.
Woo, woo, woo. I did. I
Look
did.
At you. You're ripping I off the did. Band-aid. I'm so proud of you.
I
you're
am.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Thank you, you too.
Hey, y'all. I am Patty Holiday from NoGuiltDisney.com, No Guilt Travel, No Guilt Fangirl, and No Guilt Life, or as I like to call it, the No Guilt Universe. And welcome to our podcast, which we've been doing for 3 years, that is now also transitioned to a YouTube show, which we've been doing for 3 minutes. So...
We're killing it.
So yeah, if you are watching this on YouTube and you're like, what are these people doing? We don't know either. So come
we don't know
for the ride. Yeah, come along for the ride. This is definitely a work in progress. And we're just going to try to have some fun with it because it's kind of the no guilt way is we don't take things too seriously and we're just here. What we do take seriously though is our love for all things Disney. That is a non-negotiable. That is something that you will hear oozing out of our pores at all time and coming straight into your ear holes. And now I guess to your eyeballs, if you so choose to check us out on YouTube. For anyone that's listening and is like, ooh, they have a YouTube channel. It's the No Guilt Disney. Is it No Guilt Podcast? Is it No Guilt Disney Podcast or is it just No Guilt Disney? I don't.
This is like Jane trying I think to learn the email address.
Like literally, really I'm is. Not even sure what the name of our YouTube channel is, but I'm sure if you Google
it. I'm going to look it up.
Good. I would appreciate if you did that. But we can also, obviously, we'll link it in show notes if anybody wants to go find it.
No Guilt Disney.
It's No Guilt Disney. Okay, hey, we made it easy. Okay, look at that. So here we are. All three of us together. Teresa, we have literally missed you. Please, we're so happy you're back. Anything you want to share? Anything happening? Anything cool? Anything you just, you know, this is, I'm going to give you the microphone, the video, because it's been a while. So if you've got like 2 minutes to vent, scream, yell about anything Disney or whatnot, feel free to go for it. Go for it.
Oh gosh, I did not come prepared for this. I will say that, so part of the reason I missed one of the earlier episodes was the talk about Tron, and I tend to avoid listening or finding out things about different rides before I have a chance to do it. I am within like the month and a half mark of when I will be back at Walt Disney World, and I will get to go see it for myself. So I'll get to catch up on the episodes that I've missed in this amount of time. So that's my exciting thing. And I'm also finally, I have two resorts left that I've never stayed in. And between now and September, I am staying in my last two. Now, of course, this is when Disneyland is also going to be opening their DVC area. So I will then have to go get that one. But I'm down to two. Soon it will be down to whatever else they decide to start opening. So
excellent. Excellent. And did everybody hear all of our screams when Rogers the Musical was announced that it's coming to Disneyland in the summer? Because I am sure you could hear me anyway. Like, I was just bananas. It was crazy. It's going to be so awesome.
I mean, we screamed at each other, like through text immediately. It was like, who could type it out faster?
Yeah. The three of us were like, we're going to Rogers Musical. Let's go.
Super crazy. Exciting. I can't wait.
Well, and I'm so curious how much is going to be added in addition to the, they have the one song. What else is it going to be? Right. And how many times a day can I go see it?
That's my question. Because I was like, do not mess with me, Disneyland, and do this as a virtual queue where I won't have the option to see it more than once. Like, I literally want to get out and get back in line and go through it again. I mean, what else would I be going out there for?
I do have a rant. I do have one.
You
will never guess what it's about. Which park is this rant about? Take one guess, anybody.
Gee, I wonder. Could it be, I don't know, Epcot?
It could be Epcot. So one of my favorite attractions in Epcot, and I haven't decided which park I'm visiting yet in this episode. So okay. I may or may not bring this up again. But one of my favorite attractions is Impressions de France, which is the video that you can go see within the France Pavilion. For a long time, it was the attraction of the France Pavilion.
This is a good rant. I know where you're going.
Yes. And so a couple years ago, they adjusted the hours that you could see that. They now have a Beauty and the Beast sing-along that's in the pavilion that would take up most of the day. And then the final hour of the day was when you could go back and see Impressions de France, which was great for anybody who didn't care about going to see Harmonious in the evening. It was wonderful. And recently Disney has changed the hours. So now the only time that you can go is the 30 minutes that Epcot has opened. So 9 to 9:30, that is the only time you can go to see it. I am not a morning person. A lot of Epcot doesn't really get going until 11. I will go. I will wake up early to go see this. But I am just so incredibly frustrated that something that is a longtime Epcot staple, that is such a beautiful tribute to the country of France, and it's an amazing show, that they are limiting it to this 30-minute window in favor of something that I personally feel is not very well done and does not celebrate the culture in the same way. I know this is the direction that Epcot is going. I'm very aware. We know how I feel about IPCOT, but I think it's such a shame that I'm glad they're keeping it around, and I don't want to make it sound like I'm not glad that they're keeping it for that 30-minute window that it's going to be there, but I don't understand why they are limiting it to a 30-minute window. Like, the hour was annoying, but at least it was a full hour.
Right.
And especially in the mornings, this is all the way in the back of the park. So, I mean, unless you're coming in from International Gateway, you're not even guaranteed to make it back there by the time the last show has started.
So, and you can't get distracted. If you come in through the front, you can't get distracted. You got to, like, move and get back there. And so we're rope dropping Impressions de France now? Like,
I mean, rope dropped weirder things. I have rope dropped weirder things.
Jane's like, no way.
No. We're not. But, so that's I wasn't going ever. So there's that.
Right. Now she's really not going.
Correct.
But I see where your feelings are on this, and I don't disagree in one way. And the other way, the only thing I can assume, and again, I am assuming, and we all know what that does, but I'm assuming that they looked at the numbers and there just was not, they weren't bringing any crowds in. And so they're just like,
that's shocking.
Yeah,
but
right?
Is the Beauty and the Beast one really bringing crowds in?
I've never done it, no. So I couldn't tell you. I've never been back there. Yeah.
Oh, it's also terrible.
Is it?
Yes, you are not missing anything.
Okay. Well, the usual. That's good to hear. all right. So excellent. We've just kicked this whole thing off right with a quick little rant. And
welcome back, Teresa.
I know. Welcome back. I had to come in strong.
Welcome back.
Our numbers are going to like shoot up as soon as I say, guys, there's a rant coming from Teresa. They're all going to be like, got to listen now.
8 people. We'll have 8 people.
That's right.
This is the clip that's getting cut out to get people excited for this episode.
Oh, I mean, I'm just saying. Okay. So let's talk about what this topic truly is. First of all, for those of you who have listened to us for a while, we started out this podcast with the idea of we wanted to be different from all the other Disney podcasts. We didn't want to be just a news source or just a one topic podcast. And yet we talk a lot about Disney news and we talk a lot about Run Disney. And there's reasons for that. There's reasons for that. It's just a natural inclination. Plus, you know, you got to give us some slack. We started this like 2 months before the pandemic kicked off. So we had zero idea just how much news would be coming out of the Disney parks over the course of the next couple of years. That being said, we should do a new show because there's a ton of things. Even today, did you see all that stuff on Twitter?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I debated ranting about that too, but.
I know. We'll save that one.
We'll save that for next time.
Part two. Yeah. But there's a lot of news that we could definitely absolutely talk about. And of course we'll get there. But we wanted to have something fun, something light. And so this one is the question that I put in our Facebook group. And if you're not part of the Facebook group and you want to be, come join us. It's No Guilt. Is it No Guilt again? Is it No Guilt Disney Pod or just No Guilt Disney on Facebook?
It's No Guilt Disney on Facebook.
Okay. All right. So is this the only place that is the podcast? Like the actual podcast is the only place that the email. The email.
The podcast and the email for the podcast.
Okay. I'll get it together someday, y'all. All right. Anyway, so I've dropped this in the Facebook group. Come join us if you want to, because, you know, every now and then we have fun little questions that we put to the group. We also often crowdsource you guys and get your opinions for things, because it's not always about what we think. We want to hear what you think. And I think this one was a lot of fun because we definitely learned what y'all think and what you like and where you want to go. And some of you guys were immediately like, this is what I'm doing, period. Like whatever. But the question I put in there was, I needed to know if you had 2 hours inside any Disney park, what snack do you eat? What rides do you ride? And what photo do you take before your 2 hours are up? Now we're assuming of course that you're able to confidently maneuver through the park. The lines are minimal. You could like walk up and get stuff done. So obviously we're in fantasy land. We are not in reality of the Disney parks at this point in time. But we're just going to pretend like that's a real thing and that you could do that. So we threw that up there. I gave my examples off the top of the bat. But I don't know what Jane or Teresa would have picked because I don't think either one of you chimed in. So let's start with Teresa because she's always a good place to start. Jane, where would Teresa go? What snack would she eat and what ride would she ride and what photo would she have to take?
Okay. So she's going to go to Epcot because she's very predictable. And I love that about you because I get to be right. If it's 9 o'clock,
I remind you, I have a list of multiple options. So of course. Jane wrong.
I mean, I was like, and then if it's 9 o'clock, apparently she's running for
impressions. <to drive.
laughs>
Spoiler alert.
But if it's not 9 o'clock, I think she's going, oh, this is a hard one. I want to say that she's going to Journey into Imagination, but I really think she's going to Spaceship Earth. And then it's a snack, right?
Yep.
Oh, I'm terrible at snacks because I'm not a snack person.
Patty, I think, would know my snack because I chat.
Popcorn?
It's an Epcot specific snack.
I think it's the school bread, right?
Ooh, that was close. I have a new favorite.
Oh, you do?
It does have the word bread in it.
Oh.
Okay.
No idea. Snack. And then her photo. Okay. It's definitely a photo of Teresa. I'm pretty certain she's Disney bounding as Figment. And is it at Spaceship Earth or is it by the Journey building with the pyramid? I'm going Journey building with the pyramid.
The only thing
and that's my final answer.
And that's your final answer. Okay. The only thing that I think she would do different is I don't think she's going on that ride. I think she's going on Living with the Land.
Ooh, that is correct. That is
it.
I am going on Living with the Land.
I knew it. Crushed it. Yeah. Cool. I was like, I don't think she likes that. If it was old Imagination Pavilion, correct. Whatever, that's a whole nother story.
That's why I was on Spaceship Earth.
Back like OG yeah, Imagination. If Dreamfinder happens to come back at some point, I'm totally going on it. But no, Patty is correct. For Epcot, I did say Living with the Land. That line's real quick. I have time for a second one. So I'm also going to the Grand Fiesta Tour. I'm sneaking in too. And then I did also have as my bonus, if I'm there in the evening, I am also making sure to see the beacons of light.
Absolutely.
That will be on Spaceship Earth. So Jane, I'll give you Spaceship Earth because that is involved in my answer. My snack is the pretzel bread pudding from Summerfest in the Germany Pavilion. This is a pretty new snack. I want to say it came out sometime last year. It's amazing. It's obviously pretzel bread. It's got the typical like bread pudding. It's got extra sauce on it. And they also do like kosher salt on top. Mm-hmm. So it's the perfect salty sweet combination. And it's actually a pretty good size.
Sounds delicious.
It's fantastic. So highly, highly recommend. And my photo. So I actually do have a picture of me dressed up as Figment in front of Spaceship Earth because they had a magic shot there for a while.
Nailed it.
They do have that. But I decided to go assuming that I will be there, you know, sometime later this year. I probably will have like a quick little 2-hour stop in Epcot, and I'm going to go to the second story balcony in Japan and take a photo of the Epcot Forever fireworks after the barges are gone.
Listen, those barges cannot. We when we were on the 5K route,
I'm
we
very
took a moment.
Specific about what. Yes,
yeah, we took a moment to take one last picture of those stupid barges during a race weekend because by the time we get there for Springtime Surprise, those suckers should be gone. Like I want them out of there. So I feel you on that one.
Are they moving that quickly though?
I don't know that it'll be that
they
quick.
They're going to start getting dismantled in April. Cause I think they said like, as soon as Harmonious is done, they're going to start removing
Epcot
them.
Forever. Didn't it have like boats and jet skis and stuff?
Yeah.
Like,
it had
they
jet
need
skis.
To move them?
Cause they had something like they had jet skis and they had these things flying behind it, which the concept art that was going to be for the updated Spaceship Earth had these stingray looking things. And I always thought that what was flying around behind them were supposed to be the stingray looking things that were going to be in the Spaceship Earth update. So I took TBD if they're going to bring them back because that project I'm pretty sure is shelved for the time being.
Right.
So they may do it without the kites. But also Disney has a lack of kites at the moment. So they should bring more kites.
I'm telling you.
Kite Tales 2.0.
That's right. Yeah. Hey, I might stick around. If Kite Tales 2.0 happens at Epcot, I might stick around.
Kite Tales the musical.
It'll be a veggie and a fruit colliding into each other.
Yes!
Aww. On Disney, you can have that idea for free.
Star-Lord would be so happy to see that.
This is why y'all need to get on the video version of the podcast too, because you get to see the faces.
Gosh. Oh my gosh.
The faces are gonna come out.
They are gonna happen. They are gonna happen. Okay. I love it. Now, Teresa, do you want to give a crack at Jane where you think she'd go and what she would do?
Jane is gonna be
What coast are we on? Hold on, what coast are we on?
Like I know Jane is gonna be on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jane is going to go to Disneyland and ride It's a Small World. I don't know about snack, though. But I feel like if Jane's over there, she's going to run over to Avengers Campus, too. So I'm actually really torn on where Jane's going. But I feel like Jane's going to Disneyland to ride Small World.
Where is her picture?
I think it's got to be a castle picture somewhere in the hub area because it's such a cute little tiny castle. So I'm going to go castle picture.
Okay.
And then snack I genuinely don't know, but I kind of feel like if you're in that area, you can't not get a corn dog. I feel like you just can't not, or the Matterhorn macaroon. I feel like those are both iconic, and that's what I would get.
Yeah, Jane's hard. She doesn't snack a lot.
She doesn't. I know. So I'm like, I'm just picking what's right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, this is not really fair for everyone because I'm not a snacker.
No.
And I was torn between going to Disneyland and taking a castle photo and writing It's a Small World.
What I was going to guess is your opposite is part, which is going straight to Guardians because, but first, Guardians. Over and over as many times as you could manage. And then you would take your picture with Iron Man. And maybe you'd eat one of those pretzels because, listen, she's not leaving Avengers Campus when she gets in. She moves in. She literally just moves in and she doesn't leave the area. So those would be my guesses. But when you started saying Small World, I was like, oh, I forgot. I forgot Small World.
That's why I couldn't decide. Yeah, it was like, it's Small World or it's Avengers Campus.
Yeah.
It's one or the other.
It's one or the other.
Knew that much.
It is one.
And it would have been the churro. Because I always get a standard churro when I'm in California. So that would have been my Disneyland. And yes, you're right. I would have gotten the giant pretzel at Pim's where I would sit and just take in my friends.
Absolutely. Because that is why Avengers Campus was built, was for you to move in. I do believe that that is what they chose. And that's what they were thinking of was where would Jane like to chill out when she's here? And they made like the perfect place. Listen, if you haven't been to Avengers Campus yet, I think what makes it so different, at least for me, it's the music. It just sucks you in. Like as soon as I round the corner and I start hearing it, I'm like, I'm home, mama, I'm home. And I don't want to leave either. So yeah, it's fair. Which actually belongs to what I put in to the chat was that I said that I would go to Disneyland as well. I would ride Guardians. I would take pictures with all of the characters. Like I couldn't narrow it down. I mean, I put in there Shang-Chi and I put in there Loki because those are two of my favorite. And I like Jane was laughing so hard the last time we were there. I was ridiculous about Shang-Chi. It was the first time I had seen him and he was adorable and he was so sweet. He was like, hey, my name's Sean. What's going on? You know, he was just like this little kid and I had so much fun. So I would absolutely do the character pictures. And then as far as like snacks, I'm not a huge snacker either, but I can always be talked into a Mickey bar, always. Shout out to Julia because I know she will always be down with one of those Mickey bars with me. But if I am at California, I'm going to go and eat the lobster nachos. I love them. They are way bigger than a snack. However, I mean, there's like the lobster nachos like this big. It's as big as your face. So I definitely need somebody to share, not Jane, because she's allergic and that would kill her. So no, but Teresa, if you ever want to like get in on some lobster nachos with me, babe, I'm right there for you.
Well, and you know what's funny? The one thing that we didn't add in that clearly we should have, which bathroom are you going to? Because Jane did get it right with Journey into Imagination. That's the bathroom I'm going.
Well, this may not surprise anybody, but I have a new favorite bathroom.
She does.
So, spoiler alert, put your earmuffs on, Teresa, but the Tron bathroom is magnificent. So, yes, I would, if I'm East Coast, then I will go out of my way. I will walk up there to that bathroom because it's so beautiful. I have some video coming about me being a ridiculous dork in the bathroom. I know you are all waiting for that.
And it's not the first time she's made one of these videos.
No, it's not. That's right.
No, I'm wondering.
When I was at Disneyland, I was sending the girls some videos and I was like, what bathroom am I in? Can you tell what bathroom I'm in? And it was all over Epcot. And Teresa was like, she was pretty good. She was like, I know it, but I'm not sure if it is or not. And I was like, listen to the music, yes, Teresa.
You got to hear the original Imagination Pavilion background music. And that's just something we can all get behind and enjoy.
Absolutely. It was delightful. It was delightful.
Sure.
So yeah, it's a good, yeah. Which bathroom is Patty? Well, Patty's going to go to all of them, but I mean, you know, preference order, I suppose we could do. All right. So let's do this. We asked the group chimed in. So we're just going to like read off and share what some of the friends in the Facebook group, the no guilters put in there. I have to laugh because I just pulled up this post on my phone and This was like me yelling because I was so excited because it just like came to me and I was like, I've got a question for you. And I was like, I'm sorry, I'm being aggressive on a Saturday night. And later Jane was like, it's Sunday.
I did do that.
Yeah. So it was a Sunday night, but I was, anyway, that's how life has been of recent. But anywho, we're going to start off with our friend Chrissy. Chrissy says she is at a Disneyland Paris. She's going on Phantom Manor, and her snack and her photo are going to be champagne because you can drink that in France on Main Street. What? Like, did I need another reason to go to France? No, not at all. And then she took a picture in front of the castle there, which by everybody's, everybody just says it's an absolutely stunning castle. Have any of, Teresa, you haven't been, and Jane, you
haven't.
Yeah, me neither. So maybe that's our next field trip is.
when Run Disney comes back to Paris.
This is what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
I think that's as good.
I will run for that.
You'll run for that. Perfect. Perfect. All right. We're doing it. We just need Run Disney to, you know, get around to this and make it work. All right. So that's what we're doing. Who else do we have? Who else is going where?
Go ahead, Teresa.
So Diana, she chimed in and it took me a minute to figure out which park she was referring to, because she said Churro, Space Mountain, and Castle, which could have been either coast, right. And then immediately swoops in right afterwards and says, wait, change to the Monte Cristo. How did I forget? So she's over in Disneyland Park to get the Monte Cristo, which I've actually never had.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. But it's also really big. If anybody is looking at Monte Cristos, I happen to be an expert on this particular subject because I get it every time I go. You can get it in two places there. I want to even say they might have expanded to a third. Maybe not. But anyway, you can get them in two places there. But they are huge and they're definitely worth splitting if you are not a super, super hungry person or just can't. It's such a great combination of sweet and savory that just hits the spot every time. So yes, I'm big on the Monte Cristo. Do so good, so good.
I'm not big on the food touching.
I understand that. Yeah. And she doesn't mean like me touching her food. She means just food touching each other.
Yes. And to me, that's like things that shouldn't be touching each other.
I see. But also I'm not touching her food. Just for anyone's curious.
No, don't do that. She either. Doesn't. No. then there's a comment from me telling you it's Sunday.
That is accurate.
Elizabeth said she's eating popcorn, going on Pirates, and she's taking a castle photo. So again,
could be either coast.
I'm gonna assume that coast. It's Disneyland though, because of
I'm
Pirates.
Gonna assume too.
Oh, because of Pirates.
Because of Elizabeth. I'm going to assume Disneyland.
Fair enough.
I agree.
Yanni said that she's also going to Disneyland. Hey, listen, are we like, we're all going to reunion in January at Disneyland. It's going to be so amazing. But Yanni has said she's going to Disneyland. She is having Mangonda. I don't even know how to say this.
Mangonada.
Mangonada. What is that?
I think it's like a slushy type thing. So it's like mango, like a smoothie, but then it also
pina
has
colada.
Like, yeah, I don't think.
No, I think it's colada? Like it's non-alcoholics. I think it has like tamarind or like a red sauce that kind of goes
interesting
through it.
Okay. She's also taken her picture in front of the tiny castle, and she's going to go ride Guardians of the Galaxy because it's the best ride. Best ride.
It is.
This is cheating a little because you can't do Guardians and the tiny castle in the same park.
No. Oh, in the same park. No, you're right. All right.
I'll allow it. No. I think Jane will probably say, like, you can do both. Why not? Both,
right? Hey, look, you're forgetting. This is
why
Disneyland.
Not?
You've got two hours.
Those.
2 hours. And you can jump across there.
You
That's
can
true.
Jump across That's, at Disneyland. Yes. We're totally not talking feasible. Disney World. So it's totally feasible and option as a possibility. So it could happen. Right. Jane.
So Tanya says she is going to Disneyland, of course.
There's a theme here.
Best park. Y'all, we are very East Coast based, and I am just reading this going, we need to be more West Coast based. She is riding Pirates again. She's eating the Monte Cristo, preferably at Blue Bayou. And her photo is in front of the castle. So this is a theme.
Continuing the theme, we are still staying in Disneyland, which I do kind of love. Like I said, the fact that the three of us are East Coast based, but like y'all love Disneyland, which we do too.
So you know where our heart is.
We've like, talked about we don't represent Disneyland right. enough on the podcast sometimes. So y'all are just chiming in here. It's wonderful. But so Cassie is also in Disneyland, also getting photo in front of the castle, which totally understandable. Her snack is beignets, which I 1,000% get behind. That's also right. when I'm in Disneyland. That is one of my go-tos with the bright green mint julep.
Absolutely.
And she's going on Buzz Lightyear with her husband because they have an ongoing battle, Haunted Mansion and doing Winnie the Pooh, which I'll say for Haunted Mansion, I think in the 2-hour time frame, it has to be during a non-Haunted Mansion holiday time period because yeah. I don't know in 2 hours if you're getting
gonna make it through
multiple
all
attractions with Haunted Mansion included.
Very good point. Very good point. Jenna says that she's going to do her Disneyland adventure. She's going to do Indiana Jones Pirate. She does Adventureland Row. I like that. I like that term, Adventureland Row. She's going to do Indiana Jones, Pirates of the Caribbean, and Haunted Mansion, and then followed by snacking on a cream cheese pretzel. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. Jane.
I do love me a cream cheese pretzel. Cheese pretzels.
And then her photo op is going to be Rivers of America with Tanya. Oh, with Tanya. Sorry, Tanya.
No.
With Tiana. With Tiana, not with Tanya. My friend Tanya, we were laughing actually when I last saw her about how everybody messes up her name. And look, I'm just so used to seeing Tanya now that even Tiana is Tanya.
But I'm sure if Tanya was there, she would want to get a picture with her too.
With Tiana. Absolutely, she would. Of course she would. And then she would take a picture with Tiana and her two girls. Or Tanya. If Tanya was there, maybe she would take a picture with Tanya. I don't know. Okay, listen, we did not plan this. I'm just looking at it and like the next one again is Disneyland.
All of our people. All of our people are here. So Joe says, hey, Joe. Joe says Disneyland. He's writing Hyperspace Mountain for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's sneaking in Guardians because 2 hours can cross parks. Why not? And his photo would be the tiny castle with a great night light show or projection on it. And his snack is the Dole Whip or whatever the temporary, like, seasonal flavor is because he likes the crazy flavors.
Fair.
I have to add in. So this was one of my backups. If I ended up going Magic Kingdom, my snack was going to be over at Aloha Isle. They have, you can get a swirl of pineapple and coconut. And the coconut is amazing. The coconut soft serve is my new favorite thing in Magic Kingdom.
That
so
sounds really
I
good.
Don't know what seasonal flavors they do over in Disneyland, but if either park, if you ever see coconut as an option,
get it.
Soft serve, and if you're a coconut fan, if you don't obviously. Like coconut, obviously don't get it. If you're a coconut fan, it's so good. And I know a lot of people think Dole Whips are overrated. Try it with the coconut swirl.
Something new. Something
as you
new.
Said that, as you said that, I thought the other snack that I consistently get is the like Peter Pan float in Magic Kingdom or like anything that's like lime Dole Whip. So they do the Maleficent. They do, I think it's the Maleficent Sunday or something that they do with it, usually around Halloween time. But yes, those, that is one of my favorites.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lime Dole Whip's a good flavor, but now I'm very intrigued by this whole coconut idea. So
it's so good.
It's going on the list.
Yes. All right. We had David, who also, see, we're not just going West Coast, we're going international in this episode. So David said he was going to hop over to the other Paris park, to Walt Disney Studios, and do their Tower of Terror. He's also going to grab some coffee and a Nutella crepe, because it is Paris after all, and has to get his picture by the Fantasia fountain near the entrance. Hopefully Dingo, and then he put parentheses, Goofy, will join in.
Is that what he's called in France?
I'm guessing new to me, but I'm guessing so. And I'm sneaking a peek at the next one. And the next one on the list has like all three of us on board.
I'm telling you, I think
like, it's out with Sydney Beth. Of the three of us.
Sydney Beth said that she's going to Epcot. She's riding Guardians and she's drinking a margarita. Girl, let's hook up because that sounds like a
when are we invited?
That's right. When are we going to make this little get together happen? Because that sounds great.
I bet Sydney is able to get September.
Yeah. Jane and I rode just this past Monday, and sure enough, I did not get September because I was with Jane. So hashtag still never September.
Still never September. So Jamie says she's going, she did not specify which park, but she is riding Haunted Mansion and Pirates, having a Dole Whip and taking castle photos. So again, I'm going to say this is Disneyland.
Hey, people may really love the Pirates if they've never been to Disneyland, so they don't know, right? I don't know. Anyway.
All right. We have Mary next, who is in Magic Kingdom, and I should have waited to get into her comment because she said that her snack that she's going to get is the Tropical Serenade at Aloha Isle. So the Tropical Serenade, it does include the coconut soft serve, but it also has the Pog juice. So it's got the juice, it's got the coconut soft serve on top, and then it's got a pineapple cake pop. And she mentioned this is a 50th anniversary special. I think the whole treat itself. Fingers crossed the coconut is not just for the 50th and the coconut itself stays around. But that actually does sound really good with the Pog juice also, which I know is another Disney classic iconic item. Her attraction is Big Thunder Mountain and taking a photo in front of the castle. And that actually, Big Thunder Mountain was one of my attractions. And for me, it was also a castle photo, but specifically the bridge over from Liberty Square into the hub where you can kind of get like the corner of it and you have the water in front of the castle from that angle. That is my favorite spot to take a photo at Magic Kingdom, whether I'm in the photo or just taking a picture of the castle. It's a great spot if you've never gotten a photo from over there.
My favorite castle photo is the one that's like under the arches, you know, on the sides.
Yeah.
From either side where you take it, where like there's like these turrets that are just kind of there. I think they're like for lights or for something with the nighttime stuff that they do. I don't know. I really don't know what they're there for, but they make a really great photo because it frames the castle with these arches. And if you're watching, you get to see me do hand gestures. If you're just listening, you're missing out. Anywho, that's my favorite place to take the castle photos at Disney World. All right. So we have Carolyn. Carolyn said that she's eating Mickey beignets and Mickey pretzels. She's riding Space Mountain, and there's always a castle photo. Now, I'm going to guess then that she is also a Disneylander because she's mentioning Mickey beignets, and you can only get those in the parks at this time. This could all change when Tiana, like, moves in. I mean, obviously, it has to change. Like, I don't think they've announced that yet, but come on. If they don't have Tiana's beignets at Disney World, What are we even doing?
You know? My thought was because there's the kiosk. I can't remember which one it's called, but there's the one that's like on the walkway between Adventureland into Frontierland. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what I see. It's got like a nice little seating area by it. I see that kind of becoming something because you do need some kind of transition to into what is going to be the bayou. And I think that's a good way to kind of start that off. So that's my guess for where beignets will eventually go in Magic Kingdom.
You're making a lot of sense. Let's hope they're listening to you.
As they should always.
I still miss that cart used to have the McDonald's
fries. The French fries, yeah.
Yes. So that is always the McDonald's fry cart to me.
Yep.
But if you want to give us beignets, I'm in. So Miranda said she's going to Magic Kingdom, our first Magic Kingdom. Magic Kingdom, probably a Mickey ice cream bar and riding Splash Mountain or Tiana's when it reopens. And she's definitely snapping a Main Street pic.
I'm assuming the picture is going to become before Splash Mountain / Tiana's.
Oh my.
Okay. What you got, Teresa?
So next up, we have Sarah. Sarah is a girl after Jane's heart because she is churro hunting for MCU characters, mainly Thor and Loki, at Disney California Adventure. And after, if there's time for an attraction, so I do love that it's like finding the characters priority.
Absolutely.
If there's time for an attraction, she's going to do Soarin', which I 100% support if over in California Adventure, because it's the original Soarin' and the much better Soarin'.
Limited time only, though. They're doing it right now.
But they say that it keeps coming back.
It does come back. It does come back. But and I got to throw Sarah like some massive love. Sarah has one of the, my favorite Run Disney race pictures. I think she might have done it with a couple of them, but the one that stands out to me was the first one that I saw with her. When Avengers race weekend, the very first one came out, she took a picture with Hawkeye, who had a tank top on, so he had some really nice arms showing. Anyway, she's like basically swooning in his arms. It's fabulous. It's fantastic. And I, like I said, I think she might have done it with a couple of different characters, but it was the Hawkeye picture for me. So Sarah, if you happen to listen to this and you happen to feel like sharing that with the group, we would all love to see it because, I mean, it's Hawkeye. I mean, of course we would. Carrie says that she's going to do Soarin', and then she's going to get margaritas and guacamole at La Cava. Listen, I could be down with this trip too, Carrie. And then a nighttime picture in front of Spaceship Earth, of course, because what a glow up and what an icon, and those lights never need to go away.
She is the moment.
She Correct. Is. Absolutely. Absolutely.
She is the moment. I will say that that is the one thing, like, I get mad because she's so pretty. I get mad that it took us this long to make her that pretty. Right?
What were
like,
we I'm doing?
Like, why did we not do this makeover years ago? What were we doing? We were just letting her be ugly? Like, there's no excuse for that.
And I couldn't even tell you what any of the other beacons of light really look like. I've never paid attention to any of them, but I will sit there and just sit through every single version
every show
of the
that they do. Agreed.
Because they don't matter.
I finally got to see the Rainbow Connection and legit cried. Because it was just so stunning and so beautiful, and also like ties to like my childhood with that song, because I'm a kid of the 80s and I just remember riding my bike and singing Rainbow Connection at the top of my lungs like as a kid. Anyway, it was a moment and it was beautiful, and I will always have that with Spaceship Earth, so they will never be able to take that away from me. No matter what they do to her someday, but please don't just leave her.
They will try. They will try to take it away.
I think that I could see all of Disney fandom like just pitching a total fit if that should ever happen. So
agreed.
You know, let's not make that happen. Okay, what you got, Jane?
Matthew says he's going to Hollywood Studios. I like where this is going. He's having a beer flight from Baseline. I really like where this is going. And either the charcuterie at Baseline, the charcuterie board or the Baseline tap pretzel. And he's having a picture of Tower of Terror, assuming the 2 hours is when it's lit up at night. So he's not even riding anything.
Yeah.
He's just like, I'm going, I'm eating, I'm taking a photo. And you know what? You do you, man.
I consider a beer flight to be an attraction.
I mean,
it is.
Sure.
It is. I'm attracted.
Flight is in the name. I mean,
flight, yeah, exactly.
Sure.
All right. Sure. I think we got one more, and we're going to wrap one it more. Up with Disneyland, aren't we?
Of course.
Of course.
Look
of course
at how this look at how this worked out.
So this is from Bryce, and there are two variations here. So it's at Disneyland with the Tiki Room, Dole Whip, and Castle Photo. And I think that's a great combination because you can have your Dole Whip while you go to the Tiki Room. Like, that's perfect combination right there. Or, and this one also has a theme, Pirates, Monte Cristo, and hanging out with Peter Pan and my kids in Fantasyland. He says Peter Pan moves too fast for photos, but he is so whimsical and fun to be around. Some of my favorite memories are watching my boys play with Peter around Tink's Pond. And I think we can definitely all agree that even though you might not get to pose for photos at Disneyland with the characters, just the way you can interact with them much more casually and spur of the moment.
So fun.
Definitely Disneyland has the definitely gets the point for that.
Agreed. I mean, well.
Agreed.
There's a lot of points we can give to Disneyland in a lot of different ways. If you listen to any of our podcast episodes in the past, you guys know how all of us feel about it. Not to say that we don't love Walt Disney World. We do. There's just some things they do better over there. And I just found that so amusing that as we went through so many shows, and a lot of these names I recognize as like coast to coasters, right? Like they go back and forth, but there's one place where your heart ends, and there's a lot of us at Disneyland this time.
And I would also like to point out that nobody mentioned Animal Kingdom, and I think that's because they took away Kite Tales.
Well, obviously. Like, why do we even bother?
Sure. That's the reason. It's not Pandora.
Listen. So that was part of the news that came out today. They were talking about Pandora or whatever their avatar attraction. They're coming to Disneyland. We're going to save my rant. Okay. Y'all have to come back. Because there's going to be another episode where we talk about these news, and my rant is going to be that Avatar coming to Disneyland.
Oh my, we didn't get a chance to talk about that.
Not yet.
So if you have something you would like to rant about, feel free to send us an email with that. And we would love to make a whole episode about Disney rants. I feel like we have some that we can get out.
It might be cathartic for everybody. I mean, it just might be one of those things we got to do.
Sure. We'll call it Disney therapy.
I clearly need a reason to rant. I clearly need a reason.
For sure. All right. Where can they email us, Jane?
You can email us at theNoGuiltDisneyPod@gmail.com, which took me 6 months to learn, but I've still got it. And you can visit us and join us every day in our Facebook group, which is No Guilt Disney on Facegroup. No, on Facebook, not Facegroup.
What is Facegroup?
I don't know. Why is Gamora?
Cake toast. Okay.
And make sure you join us each week on the No Guilt Disney podcast, because as Patty likes to say,
it is no fun to fangirl 2 hour trips to Disney alone. Bye, y'all.
Bye.